Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 20, Hop Does Something Big. Yeah, but she's done a lot of big things, right? Can't be that big. Or is it?
One night. Hop decided that she wanted to do something big. She wanted to do something very, very big. She wanted to jump higher than any other rabbit had ever jumped before. She wanted to jump to the moon. So, she tried. She got outside and she jumped as high as she could. But she didn't make it to the moon. She tried again. She jumped as high as she could. But she still didn't make it to the moon. So she thought, maybe I need to get on something high first before I jump and then see what happens. So she looked around to see what was high. What was the highest thing that she could find? So she found a really high hill. She climbed up to the top of the hill and jumped as high as she could. But she didn't make it to the moon. And so she tried again and jumped as high as she could. But she still didn't make it to the moon. So what am I going to do if I need to get up higher first before I jump to the moon? So she remembered when she got caught up in that balloon ride. What did she do? I don't remember. I think she was doing something on the roof of Homer Place, and somehow or other she wound up on a hot air balloon. So she thought to herself, that's what I need to do. I need to get on a hot air balloon because they go really high, and I'll jump from the balloon. I'll make it to the moon from there. Well, Hop jumped after she found a balloon that she could get into. She got inside and she climbed to the top of the balloon. And she jumped as high as she could. But she still didn't make it to the moon. What am I going to do? She thought. I'm still really far away from the moon. I'm sure there's some way I can get to the moon. So, Hop decided that maybe it wasn't going to be that night. Maybe she needed to figure some more things out before she made it to the moon. So, she decided to go home. And she decided to do some reading. And she got some books. And she read about how to get to the moon. And she discovered that if you want to get to the moon, you need a really, really powerful rocket. That's the only way to get to the moon. And she thought to herself, I don't have a really powerful rocket. How am I going to do it? How am I going to get to the moon? Well, for a long, long time, Hop puzzled over that. How is she going to get to the moon? How is she going to get to the moon? And in that long, long time, she had lots of other adventures, and she did lots of other exciting things, but she still always wanted to get to the moon. Well, as it turned out, Hop knew somebody who knew somebody else who had gone to know somebody else who found out that Hop wanted to get to the moon and told somebody who actually was going to the moon. And that person said, you know what? When we go to the moon, we like to bring something along in our spaceship that shows that we're in space, to show that we're outside of gravity. And I think Hop would be perfect for that. Maybe we should bring Hop along as our zero gravity indicator. Well, Hop was thrilled to beat it. She finally was going to make it to the moon. So the big day came. She crawled into the spaceship. And while the astronauts got strapped in, she just sat on the seat beside them. Because, well, her job was to float. And it was very, very loud. Very, very loud. And suddenly Hop was just pressed really hard back into her seat. And she was vibrating all over. And she felt like the sky was pushing against her chest for 5, 6, 8 minutes. And then suddenly Hop just floated off of her seat. She was in space. She had made the first part of the moon. She was so excited to be there. So then after a while, she looked out the window and saw the stars and looked down and saw the earth. And then after a while again, suddenly she said the ship started vibrating and she got pushed back into her seat again and they were on their way to the moon. Well, that part didn't go fast. It took 1, 2, 3. It took 8 days to get all the way to the moon. But she looked out, and out of her window, she saw the moon, and she thought, I made it. I made it all the way to the moon. That's amazing. I knew I could do it.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop goes to the rodeo. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.